Psalm 90, A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. O Lord, you have been a refuge to us in generation after generation. Before the hills were born, for you gave birth to the earth and world, you have been God, and from age to age. You reduce men to dust, and you say, Return, O sons of Adam. For 1,000 years in your eyes are as a day, like yesterday that has passed, and a watch in the night. You have swept them away. They have become like sleep. In the morning they are like vegetation that flourishes. In the morning it flowers and flourishes, but in the evening it fades and dries up. For we waste away at your anger, and we are terrified at your fury. For you have set our iniquities out before you, our secret in the light of your presence. For all our days face your ire. We finish our years dolefully. The days of our years amount to 70 years, and if strength permits, 80 years. But their pride is toil and vanity, for it hastily passes over, and we fly away. Who knows the intensity of your anger? For as your fearfulness is, so is your ire. So teach us to count our days, so that we may bring a wise heart. Return, O Lord, how long will it be? And have compassion on your servants. Satiate us in the morning with your kindness, and let us shout for joy and rejoice on all our days. Bring us joy, matching the days that you afflicted us, the years when we saw evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your splendour to their sons. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and direct the work of our hands in our interest. So do direct the work of our hands. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High resides in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, My refuge and my fortress, my God, I will trust in him. For he will deliver you from the fowler's snare and from any harmful plague. He will cover you with his wing feathers, and you will have shelter under his wings. His truth is your shield and buckler. Do not be afraid of any terror of the night, nor of an arrow that might fly by day, nor of the plague that is prevalent in the darkness, nor of pestilence that ravages at noon. 1,000 will fall at your side, and 10,000 on your right-hand side. No one will be able to approach you. You will only have to look with your eyes, and you will see retribution on the wicked. For you, O Lord, are my refuge. O Most High, you have appointed your dwelling place. No harm will befall you, and no blow will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you, to protect you in all your ways. They will bear you up on their hands, lest you strike your foot on a stone. You will tread on the fierce lion and the viper, and you will trample on the young lion and the crocodile. For he has set his affection on me, and I will extricate him. I will exalt him because he knows my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in adversity. I will deliver him and glorify him. I will satiate him with length of days, and I will show him my salvation. Psalm 92, A Psalm, A Song for the Sabbath Day. It is good to thank the Lord, and to make psalm melody to your name, O Most High, and to tell of your kindness in the morning, and of your faithfulness in the night, on the ten-stringed kithara and the lute, with a meditation on the harp. For you have given me joy, O Lord, through your work. I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. How great your works are, O Lord, and how very deep your thoughts are. The undiscerning man does not know, and the fool does not understand this. As the wicked shoot up like grass, so all those who commit iniquity flourish. but only for them to be destroyed in all perpetuity. And you are age-abidingly on high, O Lord, for here are your enemies, O Lord, for here are your enemies who will perish. All those who commit iniquity will be scattered. And you have exalted my horn like that of a rhinoceros. I have been suffused with fresh oil, and my eye has beheld those who watched for me. When evildoers rose up against me, my ears heard it. The righteous man will flourish like a palm tree. He will become great like a cedar of Lebanon, being planted in the house of the Lord, in the courtyards of our God. They will flourish. They will still be putting forth shoots in old age. They will be sap rich and fresh, so as to tell that the Lord is upright, my rock, and that there is no injustice in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed in majesty. The Lord, being clothed in strength, has girded himself. The world also will be established so that it will not totter. Your throne has been established since former time. You have ruled since an ancient age. The rivers have raised, O Lord, the rivers have raised their voice. The rivers have risen up with their dashings. The Lord on high is more mighty than the sounds of mighty waters or than the mighty breakers of the sea. Your testimonies are exceedingly faithful. Holiness is becoming to your house, O Lord, in the length of days.